Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Did you know that quizzes have an average conversion rate of 50%? Y'all, that is double what an average lead magnet conversion rate is. And so if we just look at the numbers, quizzes are so powerful for your business. In today's episode of Think Like an Integrator, we are going to talk about how you can write your very first or next quiz. I've talked about quizzes on the podcast before. I'll relink the episode where I had one of my clients, Hope Taylor Photography, join me, and we talked specifically about her unique approach to having quizzes in her brand and the traction that she has gotten with her leads and with her overall customer journey because she utilizes quizzes. So it's absolutely a great episode. I will make sure that we link it in show notes for you. And in today's episode, I wanted to dig a little bit deeper on one specific thing when it comes to a quiz, and that's actually writing the quiz. I remember the very first time that I was putting together a quiz. This was back in 2016, I believe, like end of 2016, early 2017 was when I created my very first quiz. I used the tool Interact, which I absolutely love. I talked about this in the episode with Hope. Interact is incredibly user-friendly. They've been around for a long time, so they've got all of these like kinks worked out within the platform. It is just phenomenal to work within the tool. It integrates beautifully with your email marketing so that as you are getting your leads to take the quiz, you can then get them onto your email list to continue with follow-up sequences, funnels, etc. So highly, highly recommend Interact, and we'll also make sure that we share a link to Interact in the description. But all that to say, I remember when I was going to create my first quiz, I knew that I wanted to create a quiz. I had like an idea for a quiz. At the time, I was running Creative at Heart Conference, and our ideal audience was incredibly broad. We were a conference that spoke to all creative small business owners, which like, wow, that is a lot of people. We did not follow the like find your niche and stick with it sort of mentality. We wanted to be like, we're all creative at heart. Everybody is welcome here, whether you are a planner, whether you are a photographer, whether you are a stationer, whether you are a videographer, it doesn't matter what you do in the creative space. You are welcome to come. And we talked about business. We talked about community. It was very, very encouraging. I loved that season of small business for me. So at the time, I knew I wanted to create a lead gen tool that would speak to all creatives. And I had an idea for the quiz. And I knew that I wanted to call the quiz, "What's Your Creative Personality?" Because I thought that that would be like such a fun, like kind of going back to like old school, like Cosmopolitan, like magazine, like kind of taking one of those fun little quizzes in there. And it would be a great way for me to get to know who my audience was, number one, like by being able to filter through their responses, like how many different types of creatives did we have? You know, it would also allow me to see like different years, like how many years have people been in business? And it would allow us to use that one lead magnet to really speak to a wide array of people rather than just having a lead magnet for planners or just having a lead magnet for photographers, et cetera. So I decided that I wanted to do a quiz, and I remember vividly just staring at the blinking cursor on the Google Doc and having no idea how to get started writing. Like, I knew I wanted it to be called "What's Your Creative Personality?" I knew some of the things that maybe I wanted to get out of my audience through taking the quiz, but I wasn't quite sure how to go about actually crafting the questions. I'm sure that some of y'all listening to this can relate to that. Maybe you've thought about doing a quiz for a while, and it's not so much the tech that overwhelms you because you can YouTube just like the best of us, right? Like, you feel great about being able to YouTube those problems and kind of bootstrapping it yourself, but you struggle with exactly what to ask and how to ask it. So I want to share a couple of tips with y'all when it comes to writing a quiz and some things that I have found to work the most strategically and to convert the best when it comes to the quiz. So number one, of course, you're going to want to have the topic for the quiz. Now, that does not mean that you have to be like me and go ahead and have the title of the quiz. Sometimes even when I'm writing an email, the subject line is the last thing that I do. Like, I'm not quite sure what that's going to be yet, but I can kind of get into the meat and bones of it first. And so when it comes to your quiz, let's just talk about the theme. Like, what is the theme? Are we doing a personality style quiz? Are we talking about, like, we have a quiz on our website now. You might need an integrator if. So when I was writing that quiz, I knew, like, this is going to be a quiz helping people determine if they need an integrator. Like, that's the goal. So know what the main goal is for the quiz. That's the first thing you need to do. The next thing you need to do is reverse engineer the quiz. I want to know, where are these people going to land? What are the results? So don't think through the nitty-gritty of every single question. What you need to do first is think about what you want the end results to be. Most quizzes have 3 to 5 results. So I have worked with some clients that have had more than that, that have had more intricate quizzes. And so because of the segmenting taking place where, you know, looking at 8 or 9 different results, I do not recommend that the first time. I don't even really recommend that really for any quiz unless it is very, very specific segmenting. So I think kind of a 3 to 5 result, 3 feels like the most standard when it comes to the quizzes that my team and I have helped build, and even the quizzes that I have in my own brand. So think about, what are those results? Now, if we think about my creative personality quiz, I had 3 distinct results of a creative personality. And I was then trying to filter through, like, then going to kind of go back to the top and start thinking about questions, knowing that the answers would point to one of those results. With my current You Might Need an Integrator If quiz, the 3 results are also incredibly strategic to what they are getting pitched to after they take the quiz. So spoiler alert, if you go to my website and you take that quiz, you are then going to be in an email funnel. And that email funnel is going to be working automatically to point you to various things that I have decided have worked best strategically in that flow. So go ahead and funnel hack me if you want to. Pop over, take that quiz, get one of the results, and then start to see the emails that hit your inbox because of that. So if you are creating a quiz, when you are thinking about those results, you also want to think strategically about where those results will lead the customer. With my Think Like an Integrator, You Might Need an Integrator If quiz, the 3 results are, 1, you need an integrator like yesterday. So I'm hard pitching them to apply for KSA. Or the second result would be, you might not need an integrator right now. And so I'm helping them bootstrap and DIY. I'm pointing them to this podcast. I'm pointing them to some additional resources that could help them with where they are and then potentially point them to apply with the agency down the road. And then the third step is, they already have somebody on their team who just needs to be trained as an integrator. So those would be like my 3 results. And all 3 of those results have a very strategic funnel in place connected to those results. So that's one example of how I reverse engineered. So once you have that topic, that overall theme of the quiz, the second thing you are going to do is create those results. Think about, what is the end game for those people? Then you're going to start crafting questions. I suggest no more than 5 to 7 questions for your quiz. We want this quiz to be easy to consume. We want this quiz to be quick. People will exit out and not finish the quiz if it is too long and robust. And so this is easy, easy wins, quick questions for people. Some of those questions could be other segmenting things that you are looking to do. So you might ask them how many years they've been in business, and then have a 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 8 kind of multiple choice time frame there. Maybe you ask them what industry they're in. That's when I mentioned my creative personality quiz, because I was speaking to so many different industries. I use the quiz to help me determine who was out there. Now, that didn't actually affect the result at all. The result had nothing to do with whether they were a wedding planner or a photographer, but I wanted the data so I could go and log into Interact and see how many people answered question two. And of the 250 people that answered question two, how many people answered answer A, which was wedding planner, and how many people answered B, which was wedding photographer, and so on and so forth. And so it gave me very, very valuable data on who was out there. And so I highly suggest thinking about some of that additional segmenting that you could do, even if that question has nothing to do with the result. That's the really cool thing about using the tool like Interact, is you can have some of those questions that truly are like filler-esque questions, meaning they don't relate to the result at all. Like, they are meaningless when it comes to actually helping Interact determine where they fall. They're just really helpful for you. So definitely when you're thinking of your 5 to 7 questions, think about segmenting. Then you want to think about what are some fun ways, like questions that you can ask to get them to those results. And then for each of the multiple choice, maybe you want to have 3 answers because there's 3 results. So there are 3 multiple choice, and then Interact will scramble all of that. So it's not like the answer A for every single question gives you the same result. Like, Interact will help scramble that. You could also have, you know, results A through E or A through F if you want to have extra answers thrown in there, so that it's not just 3 answers for every multiple choice question. Like, maybe you want to have 6 or 7 because there's just some additional fun answers that you want to throw out there for people to potentially grab. And maybe you have 6 answers and 2 point to one result and 2 point to another and 2 point to another. So there's lots of like little fun things you can do with that as well to get the results and the answers to correlate strategically. You guys also have an advantage that I did not have back in the end of 2016 when I was creating my very first Interact quiz, and that is a wonderful thing called ChatGPT. ChatGPT can absolutely help you curate some questions that feel a little bit more fun and quirky or professional and like chill, like literally whatever vibe you are wanting this quiz to be, ChatGPT will help you. So if you feel like copywriting is not your strong suit and you're a little bit overwhelmed with how to write this copy, why don't you give yourself a draft and then throw that into ChatGPT and work with ChatGPT on curating and kind of defining how those questions are being worded so that you can best get your result. So ChatGPT is absolutely something that I would lean into if I were creating a brand new quiz right now. And so I highly suggest that you guys do that too. Another thing that I will mention about your quiz and when you are writing your quiz is that you can keep it really fun and easy to read by adding in emojis and adding in graphics and GIFs throughout the answers and the questions. Interact makes it really easy to keep the quiz user-friendly, so you can add, you know, a little bit more fun and personality to those various questions. We worked with a client last year, maybe the year before. He was doing a quiz on Parks and Rec, and it was different characters. And so we had like GIFs and like images of those characters like all throughout the quiz. And it was so fun to like see how that whole brand voice came together utilizing something like that. So there's definitely ways that you can think outside of the box too, because you can lean into visuals when it comes to working inside of Interact. The last thing that I will say, this doesn't really relate as much to the copy, like when you are writing your quiz, but I think it's really important. And so I want to go ahead and kind of like throw this in as like a little bonus at the end. One thing that I definitely recommend doing with your Interact quiz is embedding it onto your website. So rather than using the link that Interact provides, I think it's more strategic for you to use the embed and embed it on a landing page on your website. This is going to give you additional SEO. Oh my goodness, you guys. This is going to give you additional SEO as well as just more hits to your website. So it's going to just be more powerful for you. It's also going to help you in the long run if you're choosing to run Facebook ads to this and you have a Facebook pixel, you have a custom thank you page, like like there's just more options there for all of those things. And so it's really, really easy to take your quiz that you've created inside of Interact and embed it on a landing page on your Show It website or your WordPress site or your Squarespace, whatever website you're using. And then it looks even more professional because it's being housed on your website with your menu or your footer and like additional canvases that you've added in underneath of the embed. Like you can just kind of jazz it up even more. So while that's not necessarily a tip related to writing your quiz, I did want to make sure that I threw that in here for those of you that are getting started with your Interact quiz. If you guys have specific questions as you are writing your first or your next quiz, I would love to talk with you one-on-one. So feel free to send our team an email, hello@catchmoyer.com, or send us a DM, and I would love to answer any specific questions you have. And who knows, maybe that would be a future podcast episode. So feel free to send those over. And I hope that this was helpful as you are thinking about adding a quiz to your lead gen this year.